destination, asteroid. When most people think of the solar system, they picture the sun and its family of planets. From gas giants like Jupiter and Saturn, to rocky small worlds like Venus and Mercury, the solar system we see today represents billions of years of change and transformation. Asteroids tell part of the story, too. These tumbling space bodies are time capsules that recall the earliest days of planetary formation and may hold clues about how life began. Most asteroids occupy a region of space between the orbits of Mars and Jupiter. But some make their journeys all alone, outside the asteroid belt. In fact, thousands of these wayward space rocks travel around the sun in complex, widely varied orbits. And it's only recently that scientists have come to recognize their significance. The ones that pass close to our own planet are called near-Earth objects, or NEOs. They range in size from the family car to small cities. B-type asteroids are believed to contain unchanged remains of the ancient solar system. They are relatively rare. Even more rare are B-type NEOs, asteroids that pass close to the sun, but find an accessible carbonaceous NEO, and experts start talking. Our scientists know an exciting opportunity when they see one. Calculations show that one particularly compelling carbonaceous asteroid called RQ36 will pass near enough to the Earth in the next few years that a spacecraft could actually be sent to visit it. That's why a partnership among the University of Arizona, NASA, and Lockheed Martin continue to develop OSIRIS. Scientists want to bring samples of this space rock back to Earth for advanced study. It's American know-how at its best, pure ingenuity, and good thinking. And in this exclusive behind-the-scenes demonstration, our technical experts can actually show us what the mission will look like. A rocket will blast off in 2011, sending the OSIRIS spacecraft on a precise intersecting voyage to RQ36. Upon arrival in 2013, the vehicle will begin a thorough mapping process, carefully characterizing the asteroid and helping refine plans for the main event, sample return. Professor Dante Loretta is a mission expert.
The most important aspect of this mission is sample return. Everything else derived from that.
Engineers have thought about this exciting phase in great detail. Using the asteroid's own gravity, OSIRIS will make a slow motion approach to the surface, closing at no more than 10 centimeters a second. The sample arm will gracefully deploy from its stowed position, prepared for contact. Slowly, slowly, the craft approaches, and then contact. A jet of gas will stir up the surface of the rock, forcing particles into a clever collection trap, demonstrated here in one of the research labs where engineers designed the machine. Then, after careful visual and weight analysis confirms a good sample collection, the arm will stow its bounty in the sample return capsule, wrapped up like a present for eager scientists back on Earth. But they'll have to wait a little while longer. The sample returns in 2017, floating down via parachute to a soft landing in Utah. In addition to the important scientific research, OSIRIS helps humankind prepare for the future, too. Asteroids like RQ36 may be academically valuable, but they can also be dangerous. In fact, even right now, NASA experts, along with scientists around the world, scan the skies looking for space-borne interlopers. Once again, Dr. Loretta.
The impact hazard is a very real threat to the entire world. It is potentially the largest natural disaster facing mankind.
65 million years ago, an object like RQ-36 slammed into the Earth, radically transforming the course of evolution. Only through advanced research like OSIRIS will experts have the knowledge they need to effectively prepare for the day when an unwanted avalanche from space should bear down on our home. But for now, excitement continues to build about the vast scientific potentials that await. Sample returns from ancient solar neighbors are not only rare, but also some of the most valuable undertakings possible. With daring creativity, careful planning, and the will to dream, OSIRIS promises to push back the frontiers of knowledge as humanity ventures farther and farther out into space.